When revenue estimates came out in January of this year predicting a $1 billion budget surplus, Governor Scott Walker immediately called on the legislature to pass a new round of tax cuts. At the time, Burke called the move irresponsible, saying it was based on a rosy projection of revenue growth. With actual revenue numbers now coming in slower than projected, the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state's structural deficit has grown to nearly $1.8 billion. On a conference call with reporters, Burke said the blame falls on Walker for spending money Wisconsin didn't have.
And in the business world, if the CEO had created this big of a financial mess, frankly, he'd be fired.
Burke, who's touting her business experience at Trek Bicycle in her run for governor, also served 3 years as Commerce Secretary under Governor Jim Doyle when structural deficits were the norm. Burke says Walker's deficit is different.
Governor Walker took a surplus and turned it into the third largest deficit in the last 20 years. At the same time, we have a growing national economy, and other states' governors have used this opportunity to improve their fiscal health.
Burke said that as governor, she'd accept federal money to expand Medicaid as a first step toward dealing with the deficit, and after that, she'd look for savings agency by agency. Walker said this week that revenue growth would eliminate Wisconsin's deficit, telling reporters that Democrats were suffering from selective amnesia when it came to budget shortfalls. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.